So with that, I'm going to turn it to Dave to walk us through the foreign tax credit journey.
Sure. Thank you, Layla. We've been on a little bit of a journey in the foreign tax credit area for the last few years, and in particular with respect to the basic question of what is a creditable income tax under the regs. So under Section 901, it says you get a credit for income or profits or excess profits taxes. So it doesn't really tell us a whole lot. And then we had some regs that provided some pretty long-standing and helpful guideposts. With the 901 regs, prior to 2022, they said an income tax is a foreign tax that's likely to reach net gain in the normal circumstances in which it applies if judged based on its predominant, judged based on its predominant character. So a little bit of looseness, an income tax that we would kind of broadly recognize as such under U.S. principles. And there are three main prongs: realization, so it has to have a realization requirement, could accommodate certain pre-realization events as well. Gross receipts, it's got to be imposed on actual receipts, or gross receipts computed under a method likely not to produce a result exceeding fair market value, and then net income. You have to allow kind of normal deductions. And then there's a little footnote to that, or at least there was prior to 2022. Allowing non-confiscatory gross basis taxes to be creditable under 901 if it's almost certain to reach some net gain in the normal circumstances. So for industries where losses are uncommon. And then you can have taxes that don't necessarily meet these requirements, but they can nevertheless be creditable as taxes in lieu of income taxes under Section 903. And so the principles there has to be a generally imposed income tax, and then this tax, such as a withholding tax or something like that, or perhaps an industry-specific tax, it's imposed in substitution for and not in addition to the generally imposed income tax. Okay, so what was wrong with that state of affairs? Well, there was sort of a rising interest in extraterritorial taxation around the world with digital taxes, and the U.S. government decided that it didn't want to be on the hook for providing a credit for these taxes. And then, I think there was also as you'll see when we get into the substance of the 2022 regulations, some sort of issues around the edges, some thoughts that you might be able to improve some of the aspects of the pre-22 regulations. Okay, so what did the final regulations do? And I use that word loosely, I guess, because they're not exactly in place right now. But the 2022 final regulations, first of all, got rid of the predominant character concept. So that concept that gave us a little bit of wiggle room, a little bit of flexibility as sort of businesses and tax planners, that kind of went away. And then we had kind of additional stakes in the ground. I'll just kind of hit the high points: realization, gross receipts, nothing too interesting there. But on cost recovery, the regulations got much more prescriptive on what you had to establish in terms of cost recovery in order to establish creditability. So the foreign levy had to allow recovery of all significant costs and expenses, and then there was a per se list of certain items, wages and stuff that had to be deductible. And a foreign tax is or is not creditable in its entirety as applied to all taxpayers. And so as a taxpayer trying to figure out whether, country X's tax is creditable, you needed to understand cost recovery not only as applied to you, but, to sort of everybody. And under this sort of less forgiving standard with, a per se rule and everything. And then probably the new requirement, the one that really had no prior basis in the regulations was the so-called attribution requirement, or as originally conceived, sort of a jurisdictional nexus requirement. And it basically says that, and this is kind of going at the extraterritoriality that I mentioned before, the tax, there has to be some sort of nexus between the activities giving rise to the income and the country imposing the tax. And so they set this up kind of based on U.S. source rules. So the foreign country has to apply source rules that are kind of in the same ballpark as ours, and they have to follow the arm's length standard. And then for in lieu of taxes, you had kind of the same thought that either the withholding tax, it's either the foreign tax itself or the generally imposed income tax for which the in lieu of tax is imposed in substitution, one or the other of those had to meet the attribution requirements. And so taxpayers looked at this and, you know, there was kind of people were perhaps late to appreciate, you know, people kind of had this in their heads that it kind of, this project was about DSTs, and if you weren't in that space, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then these regs kind of go live, and you start applying these principles, and you come up with some problems. So the Brazilian corporate income tax, which, you know, at least until recently didn't have arm's length transfer pricing, it would be a weird thing for us to do to say that that's not a credible tax, but that would seem to have been the result based on the arm's length pricing requirement.